Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Little canned heat bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You are listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you'll find my website. And I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance to use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog there while you're there and all the other things that are there for you, all free, all available, without charge, no barrier to entry either. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. All right, so in the previous segment, I talked about all the things that I liked about President Obama's State of the Union speech. Now I want to, and as you heard me say, perhaps this is the small business response to the State of the Union speech that he gave last night. Here's the big news for small business. He talked about the jobs bill, and from a standpoint of small business, I know what he was trying to accomplish. He wanted to encourage us. He wanted to tell us, that I feel your pain. I'm in it with you here. I'm your partner in this, and here's how I'm gonna deliver on that partnership. And so he talked about $30 billion to community banks to make small business loans. Now I'm gonna tick through some of these things that he identified, and then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna reveal to you what the real issue is there. So $30 billion to community banks for small business loans. That's one. Number two, tax credits, small business tax credits for hiring and increasing salaries. All right, sounds good, doesn't it? Then the third thing, capital gains, elimination of capital gains for small businesses. That's number three. Number four, tax incentives for investing. Four great ideas, right? They're all good ideas. I liked every one of them. Then another one, more free trade agreements. And he specifically mentioned Colombia. You've heard me talk about this for a long time. Why don't we have a trade agreement with Colombia? He even mentioned them specifically in his comments about we need more free trade agreements. And so that's great. I'm glad he said that. Infrastructure jobs are always good. Clean energy jobs, he mentioned that. You know what, I love clean energy jobs because those are the jobs of the future, right? So that's the laundry list that he ticked off last night. But let's go back and talk about the details, because that's where the devil is. $30 billion to community banks out of the TARP fund, out of the money that they were given to Wall Street. They're going to give $30 billion of it, or loan it, or whatever they're going to do. I don't know how that's going to be conveyed to community banks to make small business loans. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Community banks, and you know I love them. You know I talk about them all the time. You know I encourage you. I implore you to do business with community banks. But folks, they got all the money they need to loan you the money you need. There is no shortage of money in community banks. And guess what else, my friends? There never has been any shortage of money in community banks to loan you if you want it. The problem is not money in the banks. The problem is the you and I aren't asking for loans. That's where the problem is. That's what community bankers are telling me all the time. There are problems with lending, but it's not with community banks. So that sounds great, but it's not going to help. It's not really addressing an issue. It's not going to create more jobs. Small business tax credits for hiring. I think that's a great idea. I recommended this to the administration on this show a long time ago, but there was no details. He didn't have any details. He just said small tax credits for hiring in small businesses. Well, what does that mean? I mean, by the time somebody gets around to doing that, you and I need information. We need specifics so we know, so we can think about, being motivated to hire more people. That was a great idea, but there were no details. And I think he made a mistake by not providing some kind of details. Capital gains for small business. Elimination of capital gains for small business. Guess what, folks? Look at your own tax return. How much capital gains taxes do you pay, have you paid lately on small business? It's not that big a deal for small business. Capital gains for most small businesses is a non-event. So that's not a big deal. It's just not going to help that much. Tax incentives for investing. Okay, what? Like what? Tax credit, tax deduction? Those are two different things. What is a what kind of a tax incentive? How much? On what? No details again, ladies and gentlemen. So when you just throw out these ideas, you don't have any details. Now, I'm going to be watching over the next few months to see if any of this rhetoric actually winds up in any kind of a bill, but it very well might, because this is an election year. They might get something happen along those lines. But you also know that the party in charge doesn't like tax breaks. They don't like George Bush's tax cuts. They would like to let them expire. They've said that. I'm not saying something ill of them. They're on record this way, and with these things. And so you know, good luck getting those tax incentives. Free trade agreements. I like that. I think that's a great idea. I'm glad he singled out Colombia, for example. But he also said, however, if we're going to do free trade, he basically said we have to make sure that the people in those countries have the same values as we do. And we're going to be judgmental about how they conduct their business. Well, you know what? We don't get to do that. Every country is not America. And so trade agreements with too many strings just don't happen, and they don't work. So it was good and there was bad in that part of it. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the infrastructure jobs and the clean energy jobs. And then I'm going to talk about some things that were not new and that really are the main reason why jobs aren't created in America, being created in America today. The main reason, and apparently, unfortunately, and I'm very sad to say this, President Obama doesn't get this. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.